people, real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuskin Radio Show with your host, Bob Tuskin. And good evening, welcome to the Bob Tuskin Show. Ready to kick things off with a quick look at the news, and then we'll set up tonight's guest who will be coming on after our first segment. Israel and Russia leaders to discuss the Syrian conflict. Talks in Russia between President Vladimir Putin and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Russia are to focus on the conflict in Syria, officials say. Russia is concerned by Israeli airstrikes on targets inside Syria, while Israel is unhappy at the shipment of Russian weapons to Damascus. Moscow has been at the center of recent diplomatic efforts to end the conflict. Meanwhile, a video has emerged that appears to show a Syrian rebel cutting out and eating the heart of a soldier. This sounds like propaganda to me, folks. He says, quote, I swear to God we will eat your hearts and your lives, you soldiers of Bashar the dog, the man says as he bends over a body and cuts out the heart with a knife. He then stands up and proceeds to place the organ in his mouth. The authenticity of the footage posted online on Sunday cannot be authenticated, but Peter Bokhart of Human Rights Watch identified the man as Abu Sakkar, a well-known rebel from the city of Homs and founder of the Farik Brigade of the Free Syrian Army, the same rebels that the West is supporting. In other news, a major solar flare erupts from the sun, the strongest one yet. The sun has fired off a second X-class solar flare. And, well, folks, this is a big story. The sun unleashed a colossal Mother's Day solar flare on Sunday, and what has become the most powerful solar eruption of the year. The giant solar flare, which registered as one of the largest eruptions the sun can unleash, peaked Sunday night at 10:17 p.m. Eastern Time and was captured on cameras by NASA's Solar Dynamics Observatory. It sparked an hour-long high-frequency radio blackout, according to the Space Weather Prediction Center, overseen by the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. And finally, in our quick news brief here, 98% of DNA is unnecessary junk. I'm not buying that either. Well, that's anyways, according to the Journal of Nature, one person's trash may be another person's treasure, but sometimes trash is just trash, according to them. So-called junk DNA, the vast majority of the genome that doesn't code for proteins, really isn't needed for a healthy organism at all. But I'm not buying that, folks. I think our DNA, and all of it for that matter, is put there for a reason, and there is something behind it. It may appear to be junk on the surface, but there's something more to it. Tonight on the Bob Tuskin Show, we'll start off with a guest tonight. His name is Tom. He introduced himself to me at the Free Your Mind Conference, in which he said, hey, Bob, listen, I have to talk to you about something. And what he had to tell me was quite startling. He's a victim of gang stalking. Are you familiar with the term? Well, according to the wiki, gang stalking is a systematic form of control which seeks to destroy every aspect of targeted individuals' lives. Once a target is flagged, a notification is sent out to the community at large, and the target is followed around 24/7 by the various communities that they are in. The community notifications will go out to various places, apartment rentals, future employers, and the list goes on and on. But that's not it. There's electronic harassment that takes place. There's microchips that have been placed into these individuals. And there's so much more that it really is going to take much of tonight's show to get into. We'll have Tom, an unfortunate victim of gang stalking, on the other side of this quick break.
Listen up. This isn't some Detroit car commercial. And this isn't how we do it. Not in any America I know. We don't take away the rights and call it public safety. We don't burden folks with something called Obamacare and call it affordable. we don't take what you earn and call it a fair share. That's not America. That's not how it's done. In my country, in my America, earning has always been better than receiving. If that's what you believe, this is America, and we're about to show you how it's supposed to be done. Step up and be heard by participating at AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Join us and stand up for the America you know at AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. That's how it's done. Now do it. You have a voice. Now use it.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to SantaBarbaraBells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. SantaBarbaraBells.com.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Bob Tuskin Show. I'm your host, Bob Tuskin, of course. And tonight's guest is Tom, who is unfortunately a victim of gang stalking. Now, I've interviewed James Walbert and others who have been, quote, gang stalked. And it's quite compelling. It doesn't receive enough attention, and oftentimes it's scrutinized as just paranoid schizophrenia. But there is a real issue here that I think deserves to be covered. And Tom reached out to me and said, hey, Bob, there, I work with people and I am one of these individuals who on a regular basis is being harassed both electronically and physically. And, well, Tom is now very brave enough to join us on the show, and I appreciate him for doing that. And I am interested to learn more about his firsthand experience and also others out there who might be going through this or have a comment or concern or perhaps advice for Tom. Folks, you can call us up at the second portion of tonight's show. I'm going to just keep it on a one-on-one basis right now with Tom to hear his story and let that air out first. But eventually I'd like to open up the phone lines and hear from others who have also faced gang stalking and hear what it is that they've experienced. Tom, thanks so much for coming on. How are you?
Oh, good, Bob. Thanks for having me on.
So tell me, when did this all start for you?
Well, I knew something was going on a little over 4 years ago, maybe 4.5 years ago. I noticed people were following me, and, you know, I noticed some strange occurrences, and I tried not to, like, think too much of it at the time, and I just, like, noticed some strange people around. It just didn't seem to belong. And back in November of 2008, I was sleeping, and I got hit in the head with what felt like a microwave-type weapon. What the hell is this? You know, and then it started happening like once a week, then twice a week. Then
describe to me, before we get too much ahead of ourselves, what do you mean to get hit in the head? Was it a buzzing sound?
It was like a it felt a combination between electrical shock and heat, a burning sensation, but it was pretty strong. And then it progressed to more intense. This involved for me a lot of sleep deprivation, which has really destroyed my life. It's been 4 years of sleep deprivation. That's what they like to do to me all the time, to keep me from getting adequate rest. When this first started, it was really bad. I was getting it during the day as well as night, and I'd be walking across a parking lot and feeling these things hit me. Then there'd be the stalking was increasing at that point as well, and I didn't know who it was or what was going on. I didn't know anything about organized stalking or gang stalking or electronic harassment or the term targeted individual. I know nothing about this. I didn't know. I went to the FBI. I was desperate to get help, and they wouldn't help me. I tried calling other agencies, and no one would help me, and the police wouldn't help me. I mean, so I eventually moved back to New Jersey, and it just followed me here. Even the trip over here, they were like, you know, follow me at the rest stops and stuff. And even when I tried to sleep, I would get hit,
Well, let me ask you this: who's they? Obviously,
well, that's a good question. I think I know more now than I knew then. I believe it's a combination of like community groups and. But it's more than that. I think there's higher levels. I think there's private investigative firms involved. I'm convinced of that. I think there's this goes way up to the Department of Defense defense contractors. And this is about, it's not just about it, what they're doing. This has something to do with research for future weapon systems, I believe, possibly. And the stalking aspect is to wear you down, you know, and to make you look like there's something wrong with you. And it's like the old COINTELPRO on steroids. Mm-hmm. It's much more high tech, and they seem to know where you are a lot. And you really can't get away from them. And sometimes they follow you around in stores or in public, take your pictures. So this has been going on for like, for me, for over 4 years, and it's been tough. I mean, it's been unbearable at times, I'll have to tell you.
Tom, let me ask you this, because I know a lot of our listeners are probably curious and want to play the devil's advocate. Have you had a history of mental illness or anything like this that, you know, because the first thing that they say, and this is how gang stalking is designed from what I understand. It's designed so that you come off as a paranoid schizophrenic. For the sake of satisfying people's curiosity, have you ever had a history of mental illness in your family or with you personally?
No, never. Never.
And what's your background? You mentioned to me you were in the military for a while.
Yeah, I did 4 years in the military back in the 1980s. I worked with high-tech electronics, avionics. I got out, had a career in the electronics field. Then, you know, I can't really work anymore. I'm semi-retired.
Your work has anything to do with this gang stalking, being in the electronic field?
I don't think in my case it is. I don't know for sure, but I think I maybe like got someone angry I shouldn't have perhaps in a position of power. I don't know. I will say this, many targets I know are targeted for many different reasons. I mean, some of us are, you know, just regular people. I mean, we're just, some are whistleblowers, some are activists, but some are not. I mean, some are housewives, I know personally.
Well, Tom, if you think about it, it would make sense that if they're testing this, the best person to test it on would be the least expected person. So in other words, just an average person who has no real background would probably be less conspicuous of a person to do it to, or more conspicuous, rather.
I think they pick a wide range of people to target for their own purposes. Like I said, they want a broad spectrum of people possibly to do these. There's other things involved with this as well, which I can't really prove. I mean, we could talk about it if you'd like, but I think it's a long-term research project. They have to test it on living human beings before they could, you know, use it perhaps. And I think it's maybe part of an arms race that we don't know about. But I mean, that's just speculation on my part.
Interesting. Well, we've seen that there have been programs, whether it's MK Ultra or Operation, I don't know. There's been tons of testing where they've used these sorts of technologies on people as guinea pigs. So it wouldn't surprise me if they're doing it in a more overt fashion to everyday people.
Yes, I've also noticed more and more people are being targeted than there were. More people are coming forward because I keep in touch with a lot of people. And so this is expanding. I think they may unleash some of these technologies on the public at some point, the general public. I hope not. It's because it's so horrible, it's indescribable, some of it.
Do you have any implants that you know of?
I was able to detect one myself, but I know I have instruments to detect the RFID chips, which aren't the only kind of chips they use, but some of the people in our network group have multiple chips in them, and they've had MRI scans to prove that, by the way, so it's been verified.
I know in the case of James Walbert, he actually had a surgeon remove some of these devices, which I found interesting.
Yeah, but they won't let you keep the chip once it's removed. They keep it.
Well, unless you know somebody, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, I guess you could try. That would be good evidence if you could get it. I understand the newer chips are largely undetectable and, are very tiny, so I don't know.
Is gang stalking often synonymous with abductions? That's not the word. Abductions? Well, no. I can't speak tonight. Abductions. Okay.
Well, I don't know anything about that subject, actually. I've never been abducted, but I did have lost time when I was in the military for a few days. So, and it only happened that one time in my life, so I don't know what that was all about, so who knows?
Yeah, because I was thinking there might be some sort of relationship between people who claim they're abducted, and oftentimes they claim they're either chipped or whatever it may be.
I would encourage people to do research on their own, to look into this. There's a lot of information on YouTube. You could just type in, targeted individual or, gang stalking, organized stalking, electronic harassment. And there's a lot of blogs out there now, a lot more information. There are conference calls on TalkShoe. The word is getting out, but not quick enough, my liking.
Well, that's what we're doing right now. We're getting the word out, Tom. And we'll take callers after the next segment with Tom, at 800-313-9443. We're talking about gang stalking. When we get back, I want to ask Tom, what we can do about it, because after all, this is a very solution-oriented show. So if you're gang-stalked or you know somebody who's being gang-stalked, what can you do about it? How can we protect ourselves from this? And I know that's easier said than done. We'll be right back. It's the Bob Tuscan Show.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, We also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
We're talking with Tom about gang stalking, and I have a lot of questions to get into here, but first, let me mention an incident that happened to me, Tom, and you tell me whether or not this is gang stalking, okay? Because it's kind of made me wonder, and I haven't experienced any electronic attacks or anything like that, but I was really wondering what the hell happened here, okay? So let me tell you about it. Back in my college days, not too long ago, I would ride my bike to school, my bicycle, and I would lock my bike up behind my apartment with a lock, of course, obviously locking up with a lock would help. And, I never had any problems. Well, one morning I woke up and my bike was gone and the lock was cut. And I was saying to myself, oh, geez, well, this stinks. I lost my bike. Somebody stole my bike. So a couple days go by, and I go outside the next morning, and my bike's back in a completely different spot, but near my apartment. And I said to myself, this is odd. Who would steal a bike and then return it. And at that, go through the hassle of cutting the lock. Is this an example of gang stalking?
It is for some people. What they do is they'll break into someone's home or apartment, and they'll vandalize appliances. They usually don't take anything. They'll move things around. They want you to know they've been in the house, and they'll do this, you know, multiple times. And I believe in my case, they put surveillance equipment. I found cameras drilled into the walls. I mean, I still have them for evidence. But and yes, they have. You know, they do want you to know they've been in there. It's a psychological ploy. It's a serious crime. I mean, they seem to be able to get in, you know, get through most locks, no problem. Where I think they have a lot of ways of doing things that we don't know about, perhaps. I don't know.
Interesting. So let me ask you, what can we do about it? What are some solutions you see in your mind? And where can people get help if they are gang stalked?
Okay, there's some support. There's groups out there. I'm not personally a member of a group called Freedom from Covert Harassment. You don't have to be a member to participate in it, but that's one group organization. We get involved with local and national activism as we can. We write, you know, people. We've gone to Washington, D.C. on a couple of occasions. We're trying to do what we can, but it's tough. A lot of people start YouTube channels and put their information right on YouTube, and that's been a big help to get the word out. You could call in to local radio shows. You could try writing the paper. I don't know if that would do any good because there's pretty much a media blackout on this for the most part, I've noticed. So it's going to be an uphill battle, but we need to make our voices heard because this is a life and death situation for us. I mean, I believe this is part of a slow kill program as well. So it's this is deadly serious, and it's a very serious crime. I consider people involved with this to be domestic terrorists, and that's exactly what they are. And this I can't emphasize that enough. I haven't done a whole lot as far as that, but I try to do what I can to help out. There's conference calls, but, you know, I think the YouTube is good, and blogs, there's a lot of blogs and websites cropping up, so. But getting active with the political scene would be a good thing. Probably at the state level would be best to start out with, state and local. But you got to be careful because, you know, there a lot of people are involved with this. A lot of people in your communities, in the state, at a national level, it's pretty well entrenched, unfortunately. So, and if you get too active, they will come after you heavier. They'll target you more. So, I don't know.
Well, it's a very fascinating situation that many people are suffering from, and we don't hear a lot about it in the mainstream media and even the alternative media for the most part. Who are some others out there that people can look up? I mentioned James Walbert is one of them. Dr. Bob Boyce is another that I've interviewed, and if people YouTube that, they can find my interview with both of those gentlemen. Any other names?
Yeah, there's I didn't really have time to prepare for the show, Bob, on short notice, but I would just encourage them to. There's a lot of civil rights activists out there who are involved with this as best they can. I couldn't give you names off the top of my head.
No worries. But, well, Tom, I want to thank you. We're out of time here, but we're going to continue this topic, so definitely tune in, and we're going to take calls from others out there who are either suffering or have some insights on it. 800-313-9443. We'll be right back. Gang stalking. Are you a victim?
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space.
All right, I don't know. What do you think? Gang stalking. Are they paranoid schizophrenics or is there something to this? 800-313-9443. We'll entertain this topic as long as we have calls on the subject matter. 800-313-9443. What's your take? And we'll start with Steve in Colorado. Steve.
Hey, Bob. Second time caller. Good show. Great show tonight.
Is this something you're interested in?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Are you a gang stalking victim, or do you know people who
Yeah, I did. I actually did know someone. So, I did know someone, but she kind of got spooked because it was just so intense that I was like, man, maybe I'll be the next victim. So, you know, I just had to cut this person out as a friend, which I really did not want to do. But, it wasn't a close friend, but I just felt that that was something I needed to do for my own safety. But, and here I am on the phone talking about it. But anyway, the guy that just called, this is going to be right up his alley, and I could email something to you, or you can just knock yourself out on this website that I found a while ago. I don't know if you ever heard of this website called TheFenceReview.com.
The fence, like a picket fence.
No, defense. defending yourself.
Okay, defense. Okay,
defensereview.com. And they review all high-tech weapons. And if my phone dies, I'll have to call you back. But hold on for a second, Bob. I gotta step away from my computer. It's not going to charge. Defensereview.com. And you know, Hitachi has made, I'm not sure if you know about this, is Hitachi made a very, very small RFID that is as big as a dust, like a piece of dust. It's called a dust chip.
So, you know, well, I know these chips are getting more and more advanced. It doesn't surprise me.
Oh, when you go on that site, you guys can knock yourselves out, heart's content. And this guy that was recently just on the phone, I mean, I could understand the questioning of, do you have psychological problems, this and that, blah, 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 blah. But when you go on the site, you're going to see that all this technology is being reviewed. I mean, it's made and reviewed. So it's not like it's sci-fi, you know, and it is sci-fi, but it's in your face. It's there. And I did do a search on another article when this guy was talking to you on the phone, your host. And I can't get to my computer because this phone's kind of crappy that I have. It'll die right out if I don't keep it plugged in. But, yeah, check out defensereview.com. And I did have a friend that was telling me about this stuff, that she had energy directed at her, and she had to go out and hide. She had to hide. But I also believe that cell phone transceivers, and I'm seeing these towers all over, like, you know, with these big, like, towers with these big, like, drums. They look like these round drums on them. Do you know what those are for?
Oh, no, I don't, but I've seen them myself, and I've wondered the same thing. And that is something that is all over the country. And the other thing is, Steve, these cell phone towers, from what I understand, are not using their full capabilities. So if they're really hit to a high frequency, then we're really in trouble. And combine that with the smart meters and all the other electromagnetic frequencies going on, I mean, it doesn't surprise me people are suffering.
Well, I know. Well, I'm a victim of living right underneath the cell phone transceiver when I was, you know, living in another state. And there was about 9 transceivers on top. And let me tell you, my cousin couldn't even come to my house, a couple of friends, because
some people are more sensitive to it than others, but everyone's affected.
That's right, and that's totally right. And my cousin said, Mike, or Steve or Scott or so-and-so and all my other friends were saying, I'm naming a few of my friends, they couldn't come to my house because they were telling me, dude, I get a ringing in my head, and I get like bad headaches. So I'm like, you know, all right, I understand because I'm feeling it too, but I didn't know it was just me. I didn't want to say anything because, you know, then you guys are going to think that I'm a hypochondriac or something like that, and I'm like way off the chart with this stuff. But, you know, this was years ago, and now, you know, glad to hear it on your show is that more and more people are actually coming, you know, open to it. And this is not imagination going on here. This is technology. This is huge technology, radical vibrations that are hitting us. And I've been affected by it.
Some of the technologies being used on the targeted individuals, as they're called, is even more extreme, where they can literally put thoughts into your head.
We wonder
what these Manchurian candidates are all about.
Well, you know, what's even more, you know, like, you're an activist, and you know, I read a little of your info over there on the site, and I'm a lot like you, but I slowed down, and I'm more careful now, and I really don't share it with just anybody out there that doesn't
So I guess
care.
I got a target on my head is what you're saying here. Geez, Steve, you're making me feel unsafe.
Well, you know what I mean. You know what I mean, Bob, but
I got to blow the whistle and continue to do so to protect myself and my family, because that way, if anything happens to us, God forbid, that only legitimizes my activism.
Oh, no, you're right. I, you know, you have to do it in such a way, discreet, but you have to do it. I'm not saying don't stop, you know what I mean, Bob, but, you know, it's kind of scary when you barely know somebody you met in a dog park or something, and all of a sudden the guy says, hey, I got a phone call from an agent saying that they wanted to know if, who you were, or if you were in a militia group or this and that. And I find that kind of scary. I mean, their tactics are extremely direct in other ways too, not just direct energy, but, you know, they can just pick up all your contacts from people they know you really don't know much because they're listening to everything, and they can just spook you that way. They can directly get to you that way too, psychologically.
Yeah, a lot of this is just done for the psychological reasons, and
it is.
I think you're exactly
right.
It really
is. And Bob, I just want to share with you a pretty amazing video I found on YouTube called "Age of Deceit." And I don't know if you've seen it, but I think you're going to like that. It's a 2-hour documentary, and it also talks about how the DNA has been how it's going to be altered, and all this high tech stuff, and it'd be right
the
up your alley.
Age of Deceit.
Age of Deceit. Yeah, something like with the CERN, or I forgot the guy that posted it up
okay.
there. And you know what? If you can't find it, I'll get back on later.
Yeah, email me a link, Steve. I appreciate it, and good to hear from you.
That,
thanks
Bob.
So much.
All right, buddy. Have a
Take
good one.
Care.
Be safe, man.
You too. Let's talk with Catherine in Arizona. Catherine.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Hanging in there. What's up?
Okay, I wanted to touch on what you guys were talking about, and I was so nervous, but now I can finally talk about it. Okay, the towers. I'm documenting them because they're serious. They're not a joke. This is how they're controlling us. I don't have a Geiger counter, so I can't specifically say anything about what's close to me, but there's 6 in a 2-block radius, and I was told that they can go 500 miles.
Now, when you say the towers, you're talking about cell phone towers?
Yes.
Okay.
The ones that are going up all over the place that you guys were just touching on, I'm in this state, so I don't...
I've even seen fake palm trees.
Yes, palm trees, saguaros. I'm not saying it right, but if you look up video, they are showing the real saguaros that are dying because of these towers. I don't remember what one specifically, but it's one in Phoenix. And it just shows that these other ones have to be supported, otherwise that's it. But I can't really talk to a lot of people about this because they treat you like you're crazy, but this is not crazy things. People like myself do not have a mental illness except for post-traumatic stress or something like that.
Right.
I'm technically being ganged by different agencies at the time. So I can't really touch base on it, but I'm a military brat. Once a brat, you're never not a brat. And I saw things growing up. For instance, them seeding Hurricane Andrew. I lived on that base that was damaged, and they did war games.
Was that in Key West or Hialeah?
No, that was in Homestead.
Homestead, right.
Yeah, Homestead Air Force Base, which is now
Homestead.
I lived
through Hurricane Andrew as a kid.
Did you? Awesome.
Myself,
then you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, Homestead
was
just devastated. That area was completely destroyed.
Big time. But I wasn't there. I saw how big it was, and I said, let's go. I lived in Miami Springs at the time. When I returned 3 weeks later, still chaotic, no electric. On the way down, there was National Guard going down. I mean, thousands of them. And my daughter happened to throw up in my hair. So when I got to the apartment in Miami, I washed my hair, not thinking nothing. And I got the worst headache of my life because of contaminated water. But when you're not in that situation, you don't think about those kind of things. If you have no electric or any way to, you know, heat up the water, you're kind of stuck. But anyway, I want to go back to the towers. I have seen 7 in one place right next to a church. There's churches around that have energy points. And I've been told that the chemtrails go with the towers, and that is what is really affecting us. I lived in Florida 5 years prior and came here. And that first summer back, I started having medical issues. I have not stopped having medical issues since then. But I just want to speak to other like-minded people like me who, you know, have people coming at them at all angles, family, friends that do not believe. They think other stuff is going on, but they cannot see the big picture. So I just discovered your radio station and thought I would call in. And
well, thanks for the call. There's plenty out there who are concerned about these things and are being affected by them. So you're not alone. So I appreciate
you
calling.
Well, I mean, that's not the only thing. I don't know if you've touched on FEMA camps at all.
Oh, yeah, we touch on all that stuff. And Catherine, stay tuned because we'll get to a lot more in just a little bit. But I want to get to some other calls. So thanks so much, all right?
I wanted to say one more thing, that there are places that you can tell are going to be these camps. They are high schools. They are schools. I mean, that's what everyone should look at because that's pretty serious.
Okay. Well, thanks so much. Let's talk with John in Alberta. John.
Hi, Robert.
Hey, John.
Yeah, you've opened up a can of worms here, pal.
I sure have.
Yeah, you know, for a long time, I thought this was just, you know, the extensions of, like, a website paid trolls or something. That their purpose, you know, like discredit somebody.
This isn't your average troll. This is a well-coordinated attack.
Oh, this is bigger, man.
Yeah.
Your guest has experienced a real attack, you know, and it's possibly for his views or it's still testing. But, you know, I don't think it's in testing phase anymore. I think that they know exactly what they're doing and that, I don't know, like I've heard, like if you wear a tinfoil hat, it just amplifies the problem. So, like, I don't know what people are going to do, like, when this really comes out and they are, you know, locking down and want to persuade you through a wave to surrender. Like, I don't know what people are going to do.
Well, let's just talk about this for a moment, because the technology that exists from the military-industrial complex is way far advanced from anything that most people would imagine. And because of that, it tells me that we really should look out for these sorts of things that might seem as science fiction on the surface, but in all actuality are real issues.
I totally agree. And like your previous callers, like having experienced like different levels of it, you know, like that makes it true to them. And like, who am I to say that that didn't happen? You know, like they felt like a shift in their personality, or a shift in their, you know, their values, or a shift in fear or emotion. You know, like who am I to say that they didn't? Like,
well, you're non-judgmental, like unlike most other people, John. Most people would just say, oh, you're crazy and this and that. But no, this is an organic feeling that these people go through. And I think we should honor that and respect that and try to figure out what's at hand here. And with smart meters being put in everyone's houses and they have all sorts of effects, it's no wonder more and more people are coming out talking about these sorts of things. John, I appreciate the call. I want to fit in some others here. Let's go to Gigi in Pennsylvania. Gigi.
Yes, I am a targeted, tortured individual living here in America. My targeting started June 15th. 2009, and it's the technology.
Mm-hmm. And let me ask the same question that I asked our guest tonight. Why you? Do you have any idea?
You know what my idea is? A gentleman that lived, a neighbor of mine, came across the street and said, hey, want to go to dinner with me? Okay, I went. So at this dinner, I didn't find out what the dinner was about until I got there. Well, when people started talking, I'm like, oh, they have the AIDS virus or their HIV. Okay, it was interesting. But then when the young children, teenage girls, 13, 14, came up on the stage, 15, I got the virus when I was 12 years old. I was like, oh, my God. And it was like the Creator told me, you know, I went to bed, woke up about 3:30 in the morning, and the Creator was saying, you have to do something about this. So I put together a program called Girl Talk, HIV AIDS Prevention. And it wasn't, we didn't talk about sex. We talked about cultural things. We baked cookies. We took trips. Went to the Philadelphia Flower Show, the zoo.
So you think because of your work with the HIV issue,
because of my work, yes.
Well, HIV is a big psyop to begin with. It's not a virus that creates this immune deficiency. It's nothing but an excuse to put people on dangerous drugs like AZT or reject chemotherapy and destroy their lives with the psychology of fear and the diagnosis that they're supposedly going to die. It also doesn't address other underlying illnesses. Gigi, I'll let you tell us a little bit more about your gang stalking, and then we'll finish with John as well.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
Answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right.
It's the future. Okay, we're talking about gang stalking tonight, and as the caller John said, I certainly have opened up a can of worms here, and we've been hearing from people who are also suffering from what is known as gang stalking, targeted individuals. Gigi has called us from Pennsylvania, and Gigi is someone who claims to be targeted. Gigi, tell me a little bit more about what they do to you and who you think it is that is doing it.
This is a COINTELPRO program. It's a part of MK Ultra, the CIA, the FBI, the Justice, the Department of Justice, all the federal government, parts of the government are involved in this. That's why they're able to cover it up. The medical industry, if you go to activist posts, it says too big to fail, too evil to expose. So let me read this. It's our medical system. It is, and it's total shams, but they're not going to tell you that. But because we're the ones that are targeted, we have a tendency to dig a little deeper and to do research on things that other people would like, oh, okay, that happened in the news, and they go on. But we don't, because this is happening to us, and we want it to stop. We had I had no idea. I'm a grandmother of four. That's what I do best, grandmom. And I'm electronically raped. I have been raped electronically. I'm like, you're standing there. You're like, what the hell is going on? And until you start learning the technology, you know darn well it's some outside force. It's not within you.
Right.
But it's a setup. It's a soap. It's staged, orchestrated, activated, then it's presented. And they want to instill this fear into you. Fear is fake engineering to alter your reality.
I like that acronym. That's exactly what it is. And Gigi, this is horrific. Definitely stay in touch with me. I appreciate you being brave enough to call and share what you're going through with our audience. And all the best. I hope you're able to go beyond it. Let's finish off with Karen in Colorado. Hello, Karen.
Hi, Bob. I hesitated to call in about the gang stalking because this goes far beyond that. But I know I just interviewed someone who has been targeted with electronic weaponry where they almost caused him a heart attack. He's only in his 40s, and he's proven to be very healthy even after the incident. And that is just one of the many, many topics that were touched on in this interview, and I think it would rip the whole thing wide open. There is a connection with a lot of government employees and the children of government employees. And in his case, he was a survivor of the MK Ultra program conducted by Michael Aquino, and so he has a lot of people he associates with, and they're all very heavily targeted. And if you go to YouTube to the Free Range Humans channel, you'll see them. It's just been up there for 24 hours. Dave Schurter interview, and it is just mind blowing. He's been through, and what his family's been through, and it pretty well documents a lot of covert activities that
wow.
we need.
Send me a link, will you? I appreciate it. We're all out of time here, Karen. But geez, this has definitely opened up a can of worms, and we'll have to revisit this topic soon. Folks, I love you. I'll be back on tomorrow night. All the best.
This has been another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds. With finance.